Music and music discovery is on the agenda of every social media company, including Google and Facebook, and now apparently Twitter. It's one of the strong, sticky glues that keeps people involved in social media because it's something that people not only care about, but want to share with their friends. One of the challenges for social media companies like Twitter and Facebook and Google is keeping people coming back, coming up with products and services that are sticky. And music is one of those. People can listen for an extended period of time. They can discuss music. They can share music. And it all involves returning to the service. So potentially, it could have a big impact on a company like Twitter.
So much of social media these days is broadcasting to the world what you like. So will that component be part of the Twitter Music app?
Music has always been very social. People listen to music together. They talk about music. They try to discover what their friends are listening to. So what better tool for a company like Twitter to adopt to keep people coming back and constantly engaged? The music industry has been through a major upheaval with streaming and downloading and, of course, combating piracy. And this is another opportunity for people not only to listen to music, but to discover music and find out what their friends are listening to, because that has a big impact on people's musical tastes. And, of course, it could have an impact on Twitter's bottom line.